This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I just started recording. I'll give a couple claps here. There we go.
Number one, my apartment will explode when I'm gone. Number two, running out of money. Number three, my body's shutting down and I won't be able to be a professional wrestler physically in the ring anymore. And that part of my life will be over. And, you know, creeping on 40 years old, it's historically, it's coming up pretty soon. The doctor says that every time we fall to the mat, it's like a tiny little car crash. And I've wrestled in over 4,000 matches and I probably, hit the mat 10 to 50 times in those matches. So you can imagine how many little car crashes I've been in. I'm sure my neck isn't exactly what a normal human being feels for a neck. And that's taken out a lot of the wrestlers, is those spinal fusions and neck fusions have changed a lot of people's career trajectories. Number four, eating unhealthy on dates. Like, all I eat is, like, egg whites and chicken and salads. And I feel there's so many times where I've gone out and they're just like, let's get pizza, let's get burgers. And I'm just like, ugh. But I can't eat that. But fine. And then I have this inner monologue with myself. I'm like, come on, just live your life. Like, you know, who cares? Like, you know, maybe there's a connection. You'll never know unless you go eating tacos with this girl. But then my other part is like, no, you wrestle in a singlet for a living. Like, you can't just let yourself go, but it's just a real back and forth inner monologue. Number five, ending the Colton name. I have one brother, he's older than me, he's 41 years old, he doesn't have any children. And then I'm 38 years old, I don't have any children. And it's really becoming more of a reality as both my brother and I get older. Like, there was a line of, like, right, thousands of people. My father's 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 father. Like, that went on for as long as people were around. And I think it's just crazy that I'm gonna stop it. Number six, I won't have empathy for giant losses in my life. You know, my father's been sick off and on. I mean, he's just dealing with depression and bipolar for years. And, he tried to take his own life. And when that stuff happens, I did a lot of questioning of, like, why would he do this? Why would he want to leave the family? Not the hatred, but the emotion of me was saying, like, well, if this is what he would want, fine. And there's that fear of, like, am I a robot? Is my brain not connected the right way? What's wrong with me? Which is crazy that as I say that sentence, that's the most selfish thing I could ever hear, is that I'm thinking about a loved one passing and I'm saying, what's wrong with me? Number seven. Any way dying that's not peaceful? Number eight, fish. I just assume that they can easily just gang up and eat me. Because that's what their life is. They're all just battling each other in the ocean. It's just one big battle royal down there. And I'm just another thing coming in that they're unsure of. And they're all fending for themselves. It's like survival of the fittest down there. And so, you know, here's something they don't know about. So, yeah, take it down and get rid of it. Number 9, driving on the road and my phone shuts off. Just recently, I'd taken some crazy trips to small town Indiana, and I was just in a cornfield, and there was no gas stations or anything around me, and I just think about the idea of my phone shutting off, and then having, not only to get to the venue, but I guess having to get anywhere. No, I don't have a map in my car anymore. I should. And number 10... small town America. I guess it's not even small town, it's just like no town America. When I do these drives all across the country, there's sometimes where I just drive by nothing. I see a house and then I drive another 5 miles and there's nothing. And I'm always just like, where is life? Why are people here? My name is Scott Colton, but a lot of people know me as Colt Cabana, professional wrestler, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandback, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what's scary? When I'm driving along in my car and I start hearing this really weird sound and I just never do anything about it. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.